Welcome to Living Villa Capelli, where we learn life is so much sweeter when you add a little Italian to it. And now your hosts, Paul Capelli and Stephen Crutchfield.
Hello, hello, hello.
Thanks, Anna Bocino. Yes. That wonderful voice. I'm Paul.
I'm Stephen. And together we're Living Villa Capelli.
And
welcome,
we're
everybody.
Two guys in Italy.
Paul's stuck on that name now.
I want to change our name to Two Guys in Italy. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Want to say that it's nighttime here?
Yes. We've been busy, busy bees with spring coming, spring cleaning, lots of projects, trying to get products out the door. So we want to do a really quick episode. I'm sure you guys are busy as well. So we're going to do a little bonus quick episode here. It was actually suggested by, I didn't get his permission to use his name, so I guess I have to use a pseudonym. Brian Y. suggested, he said, you know, it's, we have so many products on the website, why don't we do a podcast explaining the products?
Because he said it was overwhelming.
Yes. So we thought, rather than doing a whole podcast on all the products, which would bore you guys to death and be one huge infomercial, we'll do it, kind of break it up, and we'll do a little bit on each product. So this one, we're going to focus on our sun-dried tomato spread.
Which is something that didn't exist until we created it.
Exactly.
About 5 years ago, right?
No, more than that. It's been a long time. That's a big product.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been...
Okay, anyway.
Start by explaining a little bit about what the product is. Spread. We've gone back and forth with the names on this product a couple times.
At one time, we did call it ketchup.
Ketchup. And then people didn't quite get that part because it's not... It's kind of... The texture and the consistency and even the flavor is kind of somewhere between ketchup and tomato paste, as far as your frame of reference. It's not as sickeningly sweet as ketchup.
It's not sweet at all. There's no sugar.
No sugar, no, but it's naturally sweet from the concentration of the tomatoes.
Right. So no sugar and no...
fructose, corn syrup, and all that crap.
Corn syrup and all that.
Preservatives, and which all of ketchup is just sugar, if you look at the first ingredient.
But we called the ketchup at the beginning because it was meant to be as a substitute to ketchup.
Exactly. But it felt kind of limiting to some degree because people didn't quite...
How do I put it on my hot dog?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Because it's a little bit thicker. It's thicker than ketchup. It's, again, the consistency of tomato paste, but much more flavorful and obviously not like tomato paste, which is just... tomato paste.
And if you like sun-dried tomatoes, you'll love it.
Yes.
If you don't like sun-dried tomatoes, which some of you have told us when we do tastings at different places like in New York and California and stuff, most people that tell us they don't like sun-dried tomatoes, we plead with them to please try one of our sun-dried tomatoes. And I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. 99% of the people who say they don't like sun-dried tomatoes, when they taste ours, they say, oh my God, that is so much different. That is so good because they're not cardboard-y and they're not mushy and they're actually dried in the sun and they actually taste like tomatoes and they're unbelievably good for you.
But basically, this is that version of that whipped up and blended up with a little bit of tomato sauce, and it gives you, like it says, a spread, which is kind of where we ended up with the name. Right. So let me start. I think we should start with maybe why the benefits of this is, and then we'll go into the uses.
Okay.
So the benefits, just so you guys, if you guys don't know, sun-dried tomatoes are said to provide the most lycopene of anything, gram per gram.
I read once 12 times the lycopene of a fresh tomato.
No, 20 times.
20 times the lycopene of a fresh tomato. And what does lycopene do?
It is an antioxidant that basically, the big news a long time ago was it protects you from prostate cancer.
Yes. All you men out there.
Yes.
All you women out there who don't have prostates, eat it anyway.
It's still an antioxidant. I'll in the show notes, you guys, actually, I'll put some more information on lycopene. That'll be good for me to do some research, but it is a very powerful antioxidant, and it was in the news, gosh, even like 10, 15 years ago, it was the big news about how it'll help you with prostate cancer.
Right. Help you prevent prostate cancer.
And what Paul might not know is actually olive oil.
I know everything.
Actually improves the absorption of lycopene into your system.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the fact that this is made with our extra virgin olive oil as well, it's in the part of the blend that it's whipped together, so that basically you're one huge antioxidant powerhouse that's being readily absorbed into your system. So yeah.
So you don't have to actually rub it on your prostate.
No.
Okay.
You it could
just,
be.
You just eat it.
It could be. I don't know. We've never tried that. You want to try that? Oh.
No.
Okay. So that's kind of the benefits, guys, if it hasn't piqued your interest. Besides it being damn delicious, it's actually. Right. Honestly, one of my favorite products, but I think I say that about all of our products.
And also, one of the benefits is that, it, I don't know if you're getting to this, but is that it has no sugar or corn syrup.
Yes, so exactly.
That's a great benefit.
And no additives really, I mean, it's all, it's just like sun-dried tomatoes, and I'll go to the products. I might miss something. Sun-dried tomatoes, extra virgin olive oil, mm-hmm. garlic, mint, a little bit of vinegar because we soak the tomatoes in vinegar when mm-hmm. you do them. A touch of salt and tomato sauce, which is, you know, so the actual...
crushed tomatoes.
Yes. So that actually just gives it... Otherwise, the
it
tomatoes...
makes it more spreadable.
Exactly. Otherwise, it'd be really thick. Yeah. And it's already pretty right. thick.
It'd be as thick as Steven is.
Yes. Which is pretty damn thick.
Right. He's from Texas.
What are we talking about? No, I'm just joking. moving on. So how would you use this, Paul? Give us one way you would use it.
Well... The reason we made it originally, if I remember correctly,
yes.
was that sun-dried tomatoes, when you serve them as, let's say, a whole piece, which is actually a half of the tomato, they're those San Marzano tomatoes, you know, these oblong tomatoes. When you put them on a cracker or a piece of bread, it can be a little messy because of the oil that can drip and stuff. So we figured, why if we make a spread, then people just spread it on... anything, any kind of a carrier, even a Ritz cracker if you want.
Exactly.
And it's just not as messy as eating a sun-dried tomato with all the same flavor to it.
I mean, the way we use it the most, there's probably two ways we use it the most, but one of them is whenever we have parties here, we buy a little bruschetta toast or make little toast, and then we spread it on there, and it's an instant appetizer. It's
right.
like, it's just so easy. And again, Paul said it's less messy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect. It's a perfect right. snack. I used to dip tarali in them. Tarali are the Italian.
It is a great dip, though, too. We never talk about it as a dip.
I mean, I would do it with chips or crackers. Either one. It's a little thick.
Or fingers. Fingers work well, too.
Exactly. I do eat it, actually, with raw garlic on top. When I have my cold, it helps get rid of it's really good. It cuts through the garlic, and it's so good. It's really, really
good.
Keeps
vampires away, too.
So basically, that's probably one of the main uses, as it's a really quick snack, healthy appetizer. You could do it on vegetables. You could put it on carrots or celery, that kind of stuff, too. I mean, it's perfect on that, kind of as a dip. The other big one, another way to think of it is as a substitute for ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
And especially on sandwiches, hamburgers, it's much more flavorful and concentrated, and it has the natural sweetness of the tomatoes, but without being sickeningly sweet like you're coating your hamburger in sugar.
Right.
So it's going to have
it. Let's face it, folks. Ketchup is pretty disgusting, right?
Oh.
I mean, we've had people come to the villa here who you serve them a bowl of pasta, you serve them anything, and they have to put... ketchup on it, especially Scandinavians. Scandinavians have this like
sugar
crazy thing about ketchup, though. No, it's ketchup.
Just ketchup, period?
Yeah. I mean, you serve them a bowl of pasta with bolognese and they have to put ketchup on it.
I didn't understand that, yeah, because it was a tomato sauce when they asked for ketchup.
Yes. So it doesn't have sugar. It doesn't have corn syrup. It doesn't have any of that horrible stuff that's just really terrible for you. But it gives you all the tomato flavor you could possibly want. And by the way, we make it in two versions, right? We make spicy one and the regular one.
Yes.
So if you like spicy on your burger, it's great. But, you know, steaks, burgers, it's unbelievable.
And I will say a little bit goes a long way because it's so concentrated. You're not going to be putting a huge glob on. All you need is a little smear, and you get that wonderful tomato flavor.
A smear for our New York friends.
Yes. And you get that wonderful tomato flavor without using a ton of stuff. The other way I would use it, one of the biggest ways they use it is, because I kind of alluded to this before, as a tomato paste. So pretty much any time now I make a tomato sauce, instead of putting tomato paste in, I put a spoonful of this in instead.
Yes.
Whether it's spicy or regular.
A tablespoonful.
Yeah, depending on how much I'm making.
Well, yeah, but it's not a teaspoon.
Oh, no, not a teaspoon. Yeah, no. But tip, yeah. And then you, but it's this, again, it's the same kind of principle, the concentrated tomato flavor, but this has so much more flavor. And so it really just elevates the sauce so much. And it's funny that recently in one of the Facebook groups, somebody wrote this and said, oh, I just discovered this. I didn't have any tomato paste. And I added the Villa Capelli sun-dried tomato spread and it was amazing. I was like, thank you. I've been trying to preach this for ages. I was like, you discovered it on yourself. I'm so proud of you.
Because people who make good sauce, you know, tomato sauce or ragu as we call it here, people like my mother, you have to put in concentrate, you know, not too much of it, just enough. And the proof is in the pudding when even my mother, who I thought wouldn't like this because it might have a little lingering taste of vinegar, even my mother says, no, I love that stuff. Put that stuff in.
I was surprised, actually. She was good.
I was shocked, too.
Because she's usually really a purist.
Oh my God. She's a purist. She's a pain in the ass.
But she took to it right away, which is good.
Yes.
A good man. But in the same way, in a very similar way, which some people do ketchup or tomato paste in their meatloaves. I've used it in meatloaves. That's amazing in a meatloaf.
Yeah.
So that's another good use for it. And even just as a slight, like a condiment on, say, like with chicken breast or, you know, something like that, it's really, really good.
Mm.
So it's a very versatile product, and I don't know, it's one of my favorites.
It's good for you.
It's good for you, on top of it, healthy and good for you.
And it tastes good.
Yep. So that's pretty much, I think that's pretty good, what covers it for you guys. I mean, hopefully this is not too much of an infomercial. We don't like doing these shows because we don't want this show to be about, oh, look how good our products are, blah, blah, blah.
But a lot of our products are innovative.
Exactly,
so
we're trying to like, we are guys, we are always looking to make good natural products for you guys and tasty stuff that's actually very useful. This is one of those that's very, very useful.
Right.
And honestly, I mean, I'll put this out there. Please go out and if you're interested at all, go buy it because I don't know how long we're going to carry it. I mean, I want to carry it as long as we can, but it's an expensive product that's also difficult sale for us because people don't know what to do with it, which is why I'm glad we're doing the show because.
But all our products, especially the ones that we invent, like the, you know, the sun-dried tomato spread and erbe di Puglia,
yeah,
all of them. But even the more basic ones, even like the extra virgin olive oil, a lot of education has to go into it to educate the consumer about what the difference is between extra virgin olive oil that you see on a label in a store, and extra virgin olive oil when it comes right out of the tap. I mean, I've gotten to the point where I almost want to sell extra virgin olive oil as, you know, extra virgin olive juice, because that's what it is. You know, people think of olive oil as a vegetable. It's not. It's a fruit, and fruit juice is better for you than a vegetable extract. So it's just all about education. If we don't educate our followers about what these products are, we're not going to get anywhere.
Exactly. And that's why we want to do this quick show to kind of explain at least a couple of these products to you guys and otherwise
to make them less overwhelming.
Exactly. And hopefully you get inspired by it and get and realize how easy it is to put a little Italian in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And how much sweeter it is.
And put a little Italian on your steak and on your burger and everywhere else. Yeah. But not on your prostate directly. Especially the spicy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be a little
Ouch.
Dangerous.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway,
thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to us. Oh, please remember to go and hit subscribe on your podcast player so you never miss another episode. And subscribe to our newsletter. That's the easiest way to keep up with us.
And to buy our products, you go to the villacapelli.com.
Yep. And always, guys, I mean, I really, really appreciate this email from Brian. Please, everybody, if you have any other questions, you want to hear something about on the show, let us know. You can send us an email. That's at livingvillacapelli.com. And the show notes for this, guys, will be at livingvillacapelli.com/36. That will have links to this product as well as, again, I said, I'll give you more information on lycopene if you're interested in that kind of stuff. And that's about it.
Good.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Buonanotte. Good night.
All right. Arrivederci.
Ciao.
Ciao.